been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion today, where the theme of our program is Move with the Lifeguard. We're saying that it is the fear of the Lord that makes Jesus Christ Lord of our abundant life, and that He will always give us the right answer, which is choose life. Now, in Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the 27th verse, from the Complete English Bible reads, "The fear of the Lord increases one's life, but the years of the wicked will be cut off." So it's saying that this life that we have, this abundant life that we have, it is enlarged so we can't stay in one place. It is enhanced so it'd be much better than what we've ever experienced. And it will be escalated because we're dealing in the supernatural realm. And it shows that our days will be prolonged. So that means from every hour of the day, you'll have the redemption of time, but you'll also have the long life in terms of years. So we're talking about the quality of a life. So we have a whole lot to praise God for because He is our life. He is our abundant life. And in Him, we can only have life. And without Him, there's no chance for the quality of life that He can give. It only seems temporary, even if you enjoy it for a season without God. Now, let's listen to Trey McLaughlin as they sing, "I Will Praise." And let that be the song from your heart, that you will continue to give the sacrifices of praise with your lips and from your heart in praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now let's hear "I Will Praise."
There are times when I feel all alone in this life, so confused, walking blind, going out of my mind. But you said you'd never leave me all alone. So even though I feel the hope is gone, there are times when I feel all alone in this life. So confused, walking blind, going out of my mind. But you said you'd
Welcome back to King's Portion. Again, the theme of our program today is Move with the Lifeguard. And it is the fear of the Lord that makes Jesus Christ Lord of our abundant life. And he will always give us the right answer, which is choose life. Now, in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 4th verse from the Complete Jewish Bible reads, "The reward for humility is fear of Adonai, along with wealth, honor, and life." So it says that when we bow our hearts unto the Lord in worship, we receive a return on our investment. And it will give us a noticeable difference in how we live our life. For we will receive the fear of the Lord. That means that we just have this reverence for him alone, and no one can take his place. And then we also have added to our return on investment wealth, honor, and life, which can only come from the source of life. Now, today, you may say that you don't qualify for it. But I believe that if you ask Jesus to come into your life right now, I know that he will never reject you. He will receive you because of his mercy is everlasting and his loving kindness never fails. His compassions are there, and he's ever ready to show his favor towards you. So why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I need to be saved. And I invite you, Jesus, to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life, and be my Savior. I acknowledge that old things have passed away, and all things have become new, because I want you to be the source of my life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com, and we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Move with the Lifeguard. It is the fear of the Lord that makes Jesus Lord of our abundant life, and he will always give us the right answer, which is choose life. We can depend on him to show us the way. Let's look in Psalm 103 and the 17th verse from the International Standard Version. And it reads, "The Lord's gracious love remains throughout eternity for those who fear him, and his righteous acts extend to their children's children." We want to let you know that God's perfect love that he so freely gave to us without measure is passed down visibly to the generations following. So then now those who come after us will have the reality of the fear of the Lord. And they'll be able to see just how faithful God is to move throughout your children, your children's children, your offspring continuously. So when you're praying, and you need to know that He is faithful to care for what you see and what you don't see. And what you realize is that the fear of the Lord is the treasure of the Lord that He wants you to experience, taking you back to a life, the abundant life, the eternal life, the quality of life. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
Listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.